6:48. This is 1320 WILS. My next guest is one of the world's top spokesmen on the art of negotiation. Former SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt called him the king of negotiators. Ed Brodo is with us, a retired U.S. Marine and the author of a new book. He's written many. His latest one, Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America. Ed, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Hey, I'm curious. So when you were a negotiator, that was really your career, and you were really one of the top negotiators in the country. Were you open with your political views? Did you have really concrete political views at that point?
Well, no. I was kind of an average citizen. I wasn't that politically active. It's only the last few years that I've suddenly become politically aware.
What triggered that?
I think it was Obama.
Just his presidency on its own, you're saying?
The what?
Just the fact that he became president and the way he ran the country, that was it?
No, the fact that he was an incredible liar and that he was trying to destroy America and bring America down. It just offended me tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you a Democrat before or a Republican, or did you have any political leanings before?
I started out as a Democrat. My family were traditional New York Democrats. Uh-huh. But as I got older, I turned into a conservative.
So do you view the Democrats as having being more of a liar as a party than Republicans somehow? Or?
Well, yes. I think the Democratic Party has changed a lot. Since I was a boy in Brooklyn, the Democratic Party now has been taken over by the left. And as I say in my new book, they are trying to destroy this country.
And when did that happen? Was there a point where you think the Democratic Party changed?
I'd say in the last 20 years.
And the cause for that is what? I mean, what's pushing the party in that direction?
It's the coming to power of a lot of vocal leftists who have taken over the party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but do they represent a big part of this country, do you think?
Well, that's one of my points, is I don't really think they do. I think they are a minority. That's the title of my book, is The Tyranny of a Minority. Mm-hmm. I believe they are a minority. They're just a very vocal minority. Hey, conservatives, by and large, tend to be very quiet.
Okay. Ed Brodo with us. The brand new book, by the way, Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America. But they would point to Hillary winning the popular vote and say, look, this is an indication that the majority of Americans agree with Hillary, for example. What do you say to that?
Well, no. That she won. She won in New York and she won in California. But the rest of the country was not with her. And she lost. So, they're trying to make excuses for it. But Trump won the election fair and square. A lot of people were still undecided. Uh-huh. And many of them decided to vote for Trump simply because of the underhanded tactics that the Democrats were using in the election.
So let me ask you this, then. With Trump in office and the Republicans controlling Congress, how much tyranny is the minority able to instill right now?
A lot. A lot, because nothing stops them. They're out there pushing their agenda. People like George Soros is funding them. They're being funded by these rich liberals. Mm-hmm. And they believe that their agenda is more important than anything. Plus, they've got the media behind them. The media is almost entirely a leftist.
And what,
so the media...
How would you describe their agenda? What is their real goal when it comes down to it?
Well, the real goal is to turn this country into Venezuela. Let me be more specific. First of all, they want to redistribute income, which would destroy the American economy. They want to replace free speech with political correctness. They want to open the borders to people who really don't belong in this country, because they know that these people are all going to vote Democrat. So they want them all to come pouring in, mm-hmm. regardless of the impact that it has on the country.
Okay.
They also want to divide the country into racial and ethnic enclaves. And in effect, they would like to reverse the entire civil rights movement.
Okay. Are they clear on the? Do you think that their perceptions are doing something different than what you're describing, or do you think they actually have these thoughts in their own head?
No, I think they actually have these thoughts in their own head.
Yeah.
So, and if you look at Obama, if you look at what he did in 8 years, you'll see all of those objectives were being carried out by his administration.
Mm-hmm. And so now, where are we now? Who's winning this battle at the moment?
Well, Trump, we're winning. The conservatives are winning. Trump won the election. These people, you know, they pretend that he didn't win. They can't get over the fact that he's lost.
Okay.
They were so certain that they were going to win. And, you know, they always say, don't be overly sure of yourself.
How effective do you feel he is at this point as president?
I think he's fantastic. Given the amount of pushback, the amount of stuff that's being thrown at him, I think he's doing a terrific job.
Okay, but is he actually getting his agenda moving? Do you feel that the Republicans are getting things done that way?
Yes, but you have to understand that you're coming after 8 years of Obama, and you have an entrenched political class that's what he means by draining the swamp. These people don't want to lose their little fiefdoms. So that's why you even have a lot of Republicans that are pushing back. They're scared to death of Trump and what he represents.
Now, Ed Broda with us. He is the author of the book Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America, one of the country's top experts and real craftsmen of negotiation. Is there a way you think that these things can be negotiated in D.C. where President Trump can really sit down with people that disagree with him and find some kind of common ground?
Well, given the attitude of the left at this point, I think he's just going to have to slug it out in the trenches because they're not showing any sign of letting up with this nonsense. And it's all nonsense. Calling him a racist is nonsense. This whole business with the Russians, collusion with the Russians, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody with any brains at this point knows that it's absurd.
But as a negotiator yourself, you never had that option, right, to just slug it out, did you?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, ultimately, your goal is to find even people that despise each other, right, or feel they're completely wrong on each side, that you find a way to bring them together in some form, right?
That.
Yeah.
But he's also a tough guy. And that's why I have confidence in him. I think a lesser man would fold under all the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he's the right man for the right time. I like to compare him to Churchill, Winston Churchill, who was the right man at the right time in the 1940s in Britain. And today, Trump is the right man in the United States.
Do you feel Republicans on the whole are supporting him fully?
No.
Okay.
And I do not.
And are you a Republican at this point, or how would you describe yourself?
Well, I guess you would call me a Republican. I voted for him, so I guess that makes me a Republican, although I've always considered myself more of an independent.
Uh-huh.
But I am definitely conservative, even though there are some issues in which I'm not conservative. But basically, I conform to the conservative point of view.
Yeah. And we've had political analysts here that say they question whether Donald Trump is really a true conservative himself. Do you have any question about that?
That's a lot of semantic nonsense. I mean, you know, he may not be as conservative as some, but he certainly is, you know, when you compare him to Hillary Clinton, there's no question that he's a conservative.
And so what do you think why do you think so many Republicans question, well, his behavior as president and his tactics? Well, why is that happening?
Well, I just told you it's because they're scared to death of him. They don't want to lose the little, you know, these people come into office. They serve for 20 years. The whole system is crooked. These people are crooked. They're cold. And he is threatening to solve all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of these Republicans who, that's why I believe in term limits.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get some of these people out of there.
You think the lawmakers on the whole are crooked, but what about you don't believe they're looking out for they're trying to make this a better country. You don't believe that there's any of that happening?
Well, I think there's some of it happening, But unfortunately, there's enough of these people who could care less about the country. And all they really care about is their own ability to have power and money. That's what they're after.
Ed Brodo, the book is Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America, although that plan is on hold right now, would you say?
The plan to destroy it? No, it's not on hold at all.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going ahead full steam ahead. Look, they're trying to impeach Trump. They're going crazy out there. It hasn't stopped at all. And that's why it's important for those of us who disagree with all of that to speak up. Conservatives don't speak up enough. You know, I wrote this book. That's my contribution. And I would ask each person, what are you doing to contribute to the situation? What are you doing to stand up for American values? Because it's our values that are under attack. Free speech is under attack. Private property is under attack. You know, all these things are under attack. We have to defend these things so that we can pass them on to our children and our grandchildren. The left would like to take them away.
Ed Brodo, the brand-new book, Tyranny of the Minority, How the Left is Destroying America. Ed Brodo, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you very much, Ed.
It's always a pleasure.
Definitely a pleasure here, too. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Join us then. A lot more to wrap up the week on Friday. 1320 WILS. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.